I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Art in America magazine called her work pure optical pleasure, shimmering and optimistic. Grids of tiny hand-painted numbers laid out in bands of color across the canvas. Artist Zeiler Jane is sharing the process and the philosophy behind her work with art students this spring as the University of New Mexico's 2019 Hammersley Visiting Artist. She's with me now. Zeiler Jane, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer. Hello.
And welcome to New Mexico.
Yes, it's lovely here.
You spend your time, you live in a pretty small town in rural Massachusetts, Greenfield.
Correct.
I know that light, that weather, that time of day is a factor in how you work. Has the light of New Mexico made an impression on you or changed the way you work?
Yes, particularly the studio I'm in the Annex building, has about 14 square feet of north light, which is an amazing gift every day. I'm so grateful for getting to work in there. I haven't been using any electric light or artificial light, and it's incredible. It's excellent to mix color and apply color. There's a real interaction that goes on, and I feel that I know I can see it differently than I would in other studios I've had. I've never had this much north light.
From what I've read about your work, the process seems to be very meticulous and somewhat slow.
I spend a lot of time painting. I really enjoy it. It's like my favorite thing to do. And they, you know, usually start with a grid, and there's a small amount of layout that happens before the paint starts going on, and then it goes on in phases. So some paintings get themselves sorted out in one phase, and some need seven or eight. So it's really individual, each painting. Some I spend a couple of years on, but usually I'm about one a month. Anywhere between like 8 and 15 a year. It varies.
How do you know when that painting that you're working on is finished?
At a certain point, they really become demanding about what they want next. And eventually, I think the paintings themselves sort of declare, that's it. Like, they get to a point where it's like, no matter what I do, it won't be improved by more effort.
What do you think the role is of a visiting artist in a university art department situation like this?
I think it's great for the students to get a sense of an artist over time working side by side. So you experience their rhythms and you have daily interactions around the microwave. My fantasy is that people will want to play backgammon or ping pong. That would be excellent. And chat about art or go look at things together. There's a lot of possibility.
You were an art student in San Francisco, San Francisco Art Institute.
Yes.
Did you have visiting artists or professional artists other than the faculty you were able to make contact with?
Occasionally there were visiting artists that came and gave a lecture, but they were usually only there for 2 or 3 days max. So that's what I think is the real benefit to this residency is the 3 months. It is a long time for an artist to be away from their normal studio practice. But I think there's so much possibility with the students to have different kinds of interactions that could be really enriching to their understanding of making art, you know, forming bonds. That's something I didn't really do that much in art school with faculty. I did it with my peers.
The way you work now, the way you think about your work now, how long did it take you to get to that point?
We're really talking about 20 years before things were humming along. And that doesn't mean I was getting paid yet. That just means I was having exhibitions. You know, I had been working long enough in kind of obscurity that I had really developed my particular take on painting.
How did you know when you got to the place that felt like you were making your art?
That's a pretty good question. How did I know? I think for me, it's when I started working with the Fibonacci sequence, because I was really on a search and tear for subject or content for a long time. And once I arrived in there, that felt better than anything I had been doing previously. And I saw how limitless, infinite that realm could be for me. And it was just so open.
And you felt comfortable?
No. Yeah. No, I felt kind of scared, actually, but exhilarated, too, by the material.
You said earlier that you love painting. You love the act of painting and the process of it. Why? What is it about you and the canvas and the paint and the light?
I think it is particular the way I do it, wearing the magnifying glasses. I really get close to the panel. I'm usually like 8 inches away or less. And so the world gets really shut out. And also even my own thoughts get erased. The thing that I'm painting has more presence than the self. And so it is like a way of not being the self. It's an otherworldly kind of experience for me.
And how long can that last?
Until you need to change the album, flip the other side or whatever, until there's an interruption and you have to move away from the panel and do something different for a minute. Can last a long time.
Do you think it's possible for an experienced artist like yourself to help an emerging artist with that education process toward finding the art making that works for them?
Yes, I do think that other eyes on your work can be a real assistance when you're kind of digging around for what's going to be your particular kind of mode in any art making. And I think we're in this hyper-visual culture where I can just list some names and people can look up all those artists very easily, unfortunately probably on their phone, but you know, the access is so fast now that you can get like a big dose of a lot of different things that may or may not resonate with what you're doing in it, and they'll lead you to other things though too. So I think that is, you know, artists seeing more things, especially when they're in early days. Like, seeing more is good.
Seeing more, but also being able to talk with somebody and have a conversation about what they do and about art itself.
It takes time. When you're looking at someone's art for the first time, you have to sit there for a while and be with it and not necessarily talk. You have to get into the groove of what this is about or what it wants to be about, where it could go. And I like that process, but you have to be patient.
I know that you're at the beginning now of your residency here at UNM.
Halfway.
Halfway.
Yeah.
What would you like to accomplish as a visiting artist at UNM?
I imagine I will probably complete maybe even up to 6 paintings, possibly take some home that are started and not finished would also be, I think, a nice thing to do. And, you know, interacting with the students here, I'm looking forward to more of that.
Have you noticed, because of the difference in light and the difference in landscape, a difference in what you've been creating?
For sure. Yeah, the palette is different. And I particularly saved doing a magic square for the Earth and a magic square for the Moon for while I was here. I thought this would be a good place to do both of those. So those are both coming along very well and much differently than I think I would have began them in Massachusetts, how they're unfolding.
And the choice of colors as well?
Yes.
Painter Zeiler Jane is working with art students this spring as the Frederick Hammersley Visiting Artist at UNM in Albuquerque. She will give a public lecture on April 24th and host an open studio on May 2nd. Details and more from Zeiler Jane at KUNM.org. Zeiler, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Great to be here.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.